It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Here's the story out this morning. It's a new report saying that workplaces might start providing special days for what they are calling sexual wellness. They are sexy time days that will be dedicated time off for intimacy, health, and any sort of related needs to that type of business. They say more than 3 in 5 employees support the idea of or unpaid nookie days.
Unpaid?
Hey, that's all right. Half of employees who have taken one of these days reported increased productivity, and they say it's actually good for their life, their relationship, and work.
Okay.
I don't understand why you can't just get freaky deaky
on your own time.
On your own time.
Right?
Well, sometimes it's hard, you know.
9 a.m.
No,
in the
it
morning.
Really is. That's the problem.
Stop it.
I was just saying. Stop it.
You know, you got schedules, especially if you're parents and you've got, you know, like 15 things going on every night and you're tired from work and you're stressed about work and you got to get the kids ready in the morning and you got errands. Like sometimes, yeah, you just need to maybe take some time off in the middle of the day. When nobody else is around, it's nice and quiet, and you meet up with your partner. You get your freak on.
Okay.
Why not, Katie? I mean, why are you so against this?
I'm not
is
against it.
Is it because you're single?
I'm not. No. No, I'm not against it.
It could be for singles, too, Jer.
First things first, I'd like to go into our office and ask the people who are for this and against it. We'll just get a good idea of who's who around here, for one. And then...
Well, you don't have to make it like you're like a hornball. And, you know, it just could truly be for intimacy and to make your relationship stronger.
Are you calling this LTO instead of PTO? Or is this laid time off?
Love time off.
I think it's laid time off.
So it's LTO.
Instead of paid time off.
No, it's love, Josh. It's love. I'm for it. And especially with the issues that we have in this country about the birth rates going down. That's a huge crisis.
And that's not being used for reproduction.
How do you know?
Exactly.
How do you know?
Not how you'd be using it.
Yeah. Really? If you're like ovulating and you're like, now's the time we got to do it, let's go, you would take that day off and get your freak on.
I get it, but then
we are running out of people in this country.
I just
Josh.
Feel like you're inviting your workplace into a whole part of your life you don't want them in. Like, you know what I mean? I need to take this day off, and then I need to stop at this store, and then I need to stop at the hardware store, and then like, well,
what are you doing at the hardware store?
I don't need them to know all that. Like, just keep some things to ourselves, right? I just need that day off
Maybe
for me.
Maybe if you're trying for a baby, though, like your company should be like, okay, go make a baby.
That's not how it's going to be used.
That is
not
how
it's going to be used. 100% that's how it will be used. Not 100%. Probably 75% to 25%. 75% sweet, sweet love just for funsies. 25% that, yeah, you're probably trying to make a baby.
Straight baby making.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we need that. We need more people in this country, Josh.
Why are you saying me?
Because you're like, people aren't doing it to have babies.
They're
yes.
not.
But it doesn't matter. At least they are doing this, and then maybe that is the outcome, which would be good. Because we need people to run this joint and join the military and run our companies, and it's a problem, man.
Fair enough.
Anyway, I got to take tomorrow off, you guys.
Oh, my God.
I knew that's where this was
I was
going.
Like, I was waiting for it.
I knew it.
And yeah, I'll need the entire day off.
Yeah, right.
Well,
be over there. Nuh-uh.
Good for you, Jared.
I mean, and really,
you have someone that you want to make sweet, sweet love
anybody,
to.
Though.
I know.
That's
are you kidding
you,
me? Like,
right?
I gotta like beat her off me with a stick. I'm like, stay off me, woman. I'm not a machine.
Again?
Yes, I'm not a machine, Nicole.
Not a piece of meat.
Please, not again. I'm so tired all the time. And really, who are we kidding? It's not going to be you take an 8-hour day for this.
No.
You'll take an hour here or there, and, you know, you can factor in drive time, doing it, and then getting back. You probably only need like 45 minutes of that.
Is that all it takes?
After probably get 40. It done in 20, 30 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah. Tops.
And 10 of all those right, minutes each
ridiculous.
Are driving. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm sorry, parents that are listening with their children. I figured that would be a good time to do that story since schools are on delay this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids aren't listening.
I think so.
But that's how you got here, kids.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us on a snowy Monday morning. We are Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Denver's Mix 100. KIMN HD1 and live on YouTube this morning. Just search Jeremy, Katie, Josh, or Mix 100 Denver on YouTube, and you can watch us. Right now, we have PMI. We've got a positive story for you, a minus story, and something interesting. Who got to pee?
I got to pee
Josh
today.
Got to pee.
And going along with the story that we just wrapped up, I might have some new smells slash pheromones for you guys to use if you like the smell of garlic sauce.
Okay.
Papa John's thinks that all of us want to start smelling like their buttery garlic sauce. So what did they do?
I do.
They created a limited edition, no, not a cologne or perfume, a bath bomb.
Yeah.
They created a garlic sauce bath bomb that they are giving out to what they call select super fans that you can put into your bath water and smell like their buttery
Where's
garlic
that fat,
sauce.
Juicy,
Katie?
Wet song again.
Katie?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to smell like... I don't like smelling like garlic. When I chop fresh garlic and it sticks on your hands for like the whole day and then
some guys
some,
are into that, Katie.
I don't like
it,
though.
Yeah,
like,
some guys might
I don't know
be.
If I want... You should smell like a pizza.
That was like yesterday, the Domino's perfume that's out. Mm. You can go to Domino's and get the pizza perfume.
This is Papa John's also saying this is their...
Their answer to that.
Their answer to that.
Can you imagine soaking in that bathtub with that and then getting out and spraying yourself with this pepperoni perfume?
Does it feel like butter? Because I'd be down to soak in like a
It'd be good for your skin.
Butter. Oh, wouldn't that feel good too?
It would,
just like all oily. And
I'd be in there being like...
Yeah.
I'd be tasting it. I know,
I
want to
bread myself first and then get in that
You
got to
baste yourself and then and then call it good. Yeah. Well, you cannot buy it, unfortunately. Like I said, they're giving it to select fans. But fear not. If you do want to just cover yourself in the special garlic sauce, that's about $475 to put enough into a bathtub for you. So try to win the bath bomb.
I was going
to
say, you could probably make it yourself.
You
really.
Mean the Papa John's garlic sauce?
The Papa John's garlic sauce.
I love that stuff.
See, so you would want
to
smell like it.
I do like to eat it, but I don't know if I'd want to like walk around smelling like it.
Put a little dab under your ear there before you go
I think that
out.
Would get you a boyfriend.
Do you think so?
I really do. They would smell you and be like, Papa John's garlic?
Oh my gosh.
What?
I should just try it. I should,
you should.
Put a little Papa John's behind the ears.
Well, behind the ears.
Just see what works for me.
On the wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come here, girl.
There you go.
Break me off a slice of that ass.
Are you stuffed crust?
Let me get some of your... Oh,
you're about to be.
Jokes there. There we go. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, my gosh.
Behave yourself. Quit being so naughty, you guys.
Gross. But that went right hand in hand with our story there, Jeremy.
That's really good.
Garlic sauce and butter.
So funny.
See, do I have the... I do have the minus, don't I? Okay, well... I hate to make you in the spotlight again here, Katie, but this sounds like something that was right up your alley.
Okay, here we go.
Right up your alley, because it has to do with the psychic. And you're into all that, reading the magic rocks and talking to space people and all that.
Listen to the universe as
it speaks
to you.
Yeah, laying in rooms with lights and just
feeling
the, energy, whatever you do.
Unplugging, all of it.
Yeah. So a Toronto woman named Joanne wants a refund. From a psychic she was seeing because she kept telling her that she was going to fall in love and meet the perfect guy at the gym, and she never did.
Oh.
Turns out she gave this psychic about $50,000.
That much? I mean...
$50,000. So, does she have a right to ask for the money back if she's not getting results from her psychic?
No, because that's stupidity.
I know. I feel really bad.
Thank you for saying that, Josh.
The good news is I'm not going to be spending this kind of cash on a psychic because I don't have it. So you know that's not me.
No, but I can see you hitting maybe 10 grand.
I mean, I'd probably give her a couple bucks to bring a guy closer to me that I like. But as soon as that stopped working, there would be no thousands of dollars.
I might give her
a 20 or something. Like maybe 100 max, but there's no way
$100 is too much.
I don't hear what can I get for $20? Well, I can't give you love, but maybe we'll have a guy follow you home.
He'll walk past you. There you go.
You may need a ride, but you know.
right. Yeah, okay. I don't think she can ask for her $50.
I don't think so.
I think
either.
Josh hit the nail on the head. That's stupid.
I do feel bad.
And it sounds like
she
started giving her information before the psychic was pulling information out of her. Like she came forward and said, "Hey, there's a guy at the gym," and the psychic was like, "Here we go.
Yes, he's the one.
It's in the bones. It's in the cards."
And that's always the mistake you make. You can't give them the stuff. You've got to let them get it from you.
You're paying
it out of you.
You do.
For
you
someone
can't...
to tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah. Well,
that's
that's
not good.
But you don't tell them what you want to hear.
You
got to
be careful because they'll start asking
you
questions and then figure out things about your life and then boom.
And then they go, "What's the last four of your social?" That's what they want.
I could totally be a psychic.
Your mother's maiden name. ATM?
Easiest. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one I want to be, what bank do you have your money at? The one I want to be is a pet psychic.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Who's going to say otherwise?
Oh, little Patch over here was such a different dog after Jeremy spoke with him.
Yeah.
I know. Exactly.
Your dog is depressed, I see, and he wants a different brand of dog food.
Yeah. New chew toy.
And he's really
wants.
Mad at the cat out back that keeps running back and forth. He's very angry. I see a lot of anger. $10,000, please.
Oh, wow. You're a bougie pet psychic.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. Totally do that. All right, who's got the interest?
I do, and this is actually really neat because the first AI-powered thrift store is coming to Denver off Yale Avenue. So this is how they're doing it, and I just thought this was fascinating. They have a robot in the back that takes each item and looks at it and decides how much money it's going to be worth. And then puts it on the shelf. And so there's only one actual person who works in this store at the front to help people if they need it. But you can scan your stuff, pay with your card. There's no real human interaction unless you absolutely need it. But they even have this robot in the back. And if anybody who's familiar with thrift stores or you've donated items to like a Goodwill of some kind, you know that you drop them off at the back. There's people there who look through your stuff and they're like, oh, we'll take this. We won't take that, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's manpower. That takes time. Money and energy. So this whole system, and they work with Goodwill and whatnot across the country, but this whole system is saving a lot of money for places like Goodwill. It's called Thriftly. And yeah,
I need
can go,
one of these for like, all my junk I have in the basement. Like I can scan it and see if it's worth anything.
If it's worth anything.
And if it's not, all those beanie babies I can get rid of.
You can get rid of
you
them.
You could probably get rid of all
yes,
those right
I just
now.
Thought it was fascinating. And it's like 1,000-square-foot retail location. So you can go shop at Thriftly and check out the first AI-powered
That's pretty
thrift
neat.
Store. Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
I like using the Google Lens. Have you guys done that? I think it's Google Lens.
Yeah.
You get the app and then you take a picture of what you have.
Uh-huh.
And it does an automatic search for it based off the image, and it'll give you values based on where that thing has been sold on Facebook Marketplace or eBay or Nextdoor.
Oh.
So you kind of get a rough estimate of some of your junk.
Yeah, that's kind of the technology
really
of this robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get over to my grandma's house immediately and start
exactly.
scanning stuff.
Exactly.
I'm on that, Grandma.
Picking stuff up. Yeah, get some
that's
money
really
for
neat.
It. Yeah.
That's really neat.
So, again, that's right off Yale Avenue, 6460 East Yale, if you're looking to go check it out.
Yale, yeah, I am. Right on.
Go do it.
That's it, you guys. There's your PMI this morning. You're positive, you're minus, and something interesting to send you on your way this snowy Denver morning.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.